Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Great read, Degenerate Jake. And shout out to all you fatties and tolos out there who picked up on Paris Campbell being PC and not Patrick Creighton, as Mr. Blake and I speculated during the break. But all right, let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. It's been a while. In fact, I want to say this is the first time we've had him on all season. Shame on us, but he's also been a very, you've had him on?
No, I said it's been too long.
Yeah, no, it's been too long. But I'll tell you what, he's one of the busiest guys in all of the land.
I was thinking about him yesterday.
Brandon, I'll let you take do with that however you wish. Brandon Lurie from Blogging the Boys. Blake was thinking about you, my man.
I'm totally flattered by that. And I have to say, Blake, you set me up so well at the tail end of the G-Bag Nation. I truly appreciate that. I got to set the record straight. I know you guys were a little confused of where I'm located. Little speculation. The rumors are true. I am on the East Coast.
Let's go.
I will say I am in New Jersey, which, of course,
I knew that.
Given this, you know, where we're at right now as far as the level of competition in the NFC East, I'm right in enemy territory, an hour from Philly, an hour from New York. So you can only can imagine how I'm getting blasted by the Philly fans and the Giants fans on a regular basis. But that's okay. I'm proud to support the Cowboys all the way here in New Jersey. And, of course, we have a Maryland team that's going to be coming into Dallas this weekend, too, so we can get into that.
No, we absolutely will. All right, so first and foremost, and Blake and I, we kind of kicked things off in a raucous way today, talking about the George Pickens comment today about, you know, whether or not he wants to be back in Dallas. And he said, I wouldn't mind it. And I think with everything being the way it is with the Cowboys and with his agent, I don't think he comes back next year. Through six games so far, though, I don't think you could have asked for anything better. Your thoughts on A, number three, and B, the likelihood of him being in a Cowboys uniform next year?
George Pickens has been phenomenal through the first six games. And I actually put this out on a tweet just before we hopped on here, and I'll let you decide how good he's been. George Pickens is one of five players in the last 30 years, so 30 years, 3-0, with 500-plus receiving yards and 6-plus receiving touchdowns in his first six games with a new team. The other five times that's happened, it happened twice with Randy Moss in 1998 when he was with Minnesota and 2007 with New England. Of course, Terrell Owens in 2004 with Philly, and Amari Cooper, who we know very well, back in 2018 with Dallas. That's it. Those are the guys who are on that list. So to answer your question, whether or not he's in a Cowboys uniform next year, I just don't see how you let a guy with this much talent leave the building and at least just put him on the franchise tag. And maybe the Cowboys work out a deal with him long-term, or maybe they just have him as another one-year rental. But to me, how well he's played right now across six games, the chemistry he has with Dak, the relationships he's seemingly building in the locker room. I know a lot of guys talked about him today and how maybe he came in a little shy, had to find his role in this team, but has sort of blossomed into a good character guy for the team. And I don't blame him for trying to wait and see what the market would be. But I would think that Jerry Jones is smart enough to know that you can kind of slap the franchise tag on him, and then you can have all the power, and maybe they do trade him if they can't come to a deal, but at least all the cards are in the hands of Jerry Jones and not in George Pickens and David Mulligetta.
Speaking more broadly just about the Dallas Cowboys and the trade deadline looming large, do you think the Cowboys will be buyers or sellers close to that time? I know a big part of the answer goes on how many wins or losses, but you obviously watch this team. What do you think this team will be come trade deadline?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, Blake. I really think it depends on where the next three games go. I mean, they have, of course, the Commanders, then the Broncos, and then the Cardinals. So if they go 0-3 in the stretch and they're 2-6 and 1 at the bye, I don't think there's any way that they're being buyers at the trade deadline. Now, I will say that I think the Jonathan Mingo trade caught us by surprise. But, you know, I just think that for the Cowboys, if anything, if they lose the next three games, maybe they become more sellers than buyers. I know we haven't really seen the Cowboys be sellers when it came to the trade deadline. But I just think that it all depends on where these next three games go. If they're at 500 or a little bit above 500 at the trade deadline, then I think that they realize that you can't waste the year in what Dak Prescott has been able to accomplish over these first few games, where he is legitimately an MVP contender. And I think Brian Schottenheimer has done one heck of a job, but you need pieces on defense. And maybe you have someone like a DeMario Davis in New Orleans, who's a veteran player that might want to win and sees, you know, something building here in Dallas that wants to hop on. Maybe there's a guy like Michael Carter II, who's in New York right now as a slot corner, that he has a potential out in this contract in 2026. So you get him for a one-year rental in the slot corner position, and you see what you have. I mean, there are ways to upgrade this team on defense, but I think it all depends on where it comes down to wins and where the Cowboys feel like that their team can go. If the Giants keep winning, if the Commanders keep winning, and the Eagles keep winning, and all of a sudden Dallas is at the bottom of the NFC East, then I don't think that there's any way that they acquire some players at the trade deadline.
You're listening to Brandon Lurie of Blogging the Boys. Brandon, if they were to be sellers at the deadline, who do you think are some names that we'd see popping up in trade talks realistically?
Yeah, I kind of teased this at Blogging the Boys. I have a 5 points article that came out, kind of a few takeaways from the Panthers game. So if you want to go check that out, feel free to do so. At the very tail end, I said, to trade or not to trade is the age-old question for Dallas. And I think that if you are going to be sellers and trying to acquire some guys, or at least just send some guys off, maybe get some draft capital, one name for me would be TJ Bass. I know that you always look at expiring contracts, and he's a guy that will be a restricted free agent next year. And he's actually shown some really good things, taking on a little bit more of a starter role with Tyler Booker being out. I know last week, or actually across the entire season, he's had 112 pass-blocking opportunities, according to PFF, and has only allowed just one pressure. So I think a lot of teams, they see offensive line talent and how kind of scarce it can be. And if you can acquire a guy like him, develop him, sign him to a contract for the next 3 years, we've seen offensive linemen go from Dallas and have success, like a Connor Williams, and maybe they get in a good situation. So he's one guy. And then, of course, Jalen Tolbert, your favorite wide receiver. And, you know, it's a guy where he had 7 touchdowns last year, led the team in touchdowns. He is another guy who's on an expiring contract. They have Jonathan Mingo. That's going to be coming back from injury pretty soon. Ryan Flannoy has shown that he can be a really good player for Dallas when given the opportunities. Him and Dak seem to be building their chemistry. And then if the future holds, you know, where George Pickens is long-term and CeeDee Lamb is, then it just sort of kind of the writing is on the wall for Jalen. And if he can stack a few games over the next few weeks where he can kind of add to his resume.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, a little bit. I know he had that sort of highlight play against the Packers, which is always good to have on a trade resume. But those are kind of two guys I'm thinking right now as far as who the Cowboys can actually sell and maybe get something for.
Brandon, when we and you and I are on the same page, look, if this team can't go 2-1 over the next three games by the bye week, I mean, you're pretty much you're cooked. Defensively, do you see any ray of hope, silver lining, or anything that gives you any just a modicum of optimism that this team can turn it around to where you can be just average on defense?
It'll be cool to see DeMarvian Overshown come back in a zero jersey. That's pretty much it. I've really been trying this entire week to see where the silver lining is on this defense. And it is sad because when you have a first-year head coach come in, you usually want it to be a developmental year, you know, kind of see where guys are at. You don't really have Super Bowl aspirations. But, of course, when it's the Dallas Cowboys, it really is Super Bowl or bust every single year, not to mention you have Dak Prescott in his elder years, CeeDee Lamb in his prime, George Pickens in their prime. And with the offense firing on all cylinders, you look at the defense and just say, man, if they were just average, maybe even slightly below average or even slightly above average, I mean, this team would easily be 4-1-1 or maybe, you know, at least above 500 right now. But just looking at what they've been given up so far, I mean, they're pretty much bottom of the barrel in every single category. I really thought that you'd get a lot more from the pass rush. When Micah Parsons, of course, was traded, I really thought guys like a Marshawn Nealon, Donovan Azaraku, Dante Fowler even being a guy who's been in the building before. I thought that these guys would step up, and it just hasn't really clicked. They've got the pressures, but those are like almost maybes. You know, it's like at the end of the day, yes, they do count, but you want to be able to force turnovers, get to the quarterback, put the offense in really difficult situations, and the Cowboys just haven't been able to do that. And I think linebacker has attributed a lot to that. So adding Overshown to the mix, I think, will certainly be a boost, but when you're kind of starting at zero, adding just one talented player going up from there, you can only do so much. So I think it really, there's not a lot of light going around right now, but I always am looking to find the optimism. So maybe we'll see what happens this weekend. If the Cowboys can turn it around and get to Jaden Daniels, maybe I'll be a little more optimistic, but right now it is very tough to find.
Brandon, was the Dallas Cowboys not bringing back Jordan Lewis their biggest offseason mishap? I saw the tweet you put out and we saw the numbers he's done with the Jags. Just kind of speak on that and kind of what they replaced him with.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I'm always looking and scouring the internet for little facts and things. And NFL Pro is always a great resource, so I encourage everybody to check that out. But the first thing that popped up was Jordan Lewis's name, and it said that he has allowed the fewest receptions over expected and the second lowest completion percentage when aligned at the nickel position. And then another part of it was that he's the only Jaguars defender to play every snap this season and one of only a handful of nickel corners to have multiple interceptions from that spot on defense. So it's like, man, I was very sad to wake up to that this morning because the Cowboys could certainly use not only someone as talented as Jordan Lewis, but also the leadership. I think over the last few years, you saw Jordan Lewis kind of come into his own, be a vocal presence when things were tough, especially last year. He was arguably the team's best defensive player when Micah Parsons was out. Even when Micah came back, he was very consistent. And you see a guy that, okay, maybe it's like a DeMarcus Ware thing where you say, hey, listen, we're going to kind of move in a separate direction here. We think that you're kind of over the hump as far as age. And, you know, we appreciate everything you've done. We're going to move on. But he's been so productive this year that you can only wish that you had a guy like that in that role. And Reddy Stewart has certainly been solid, but I just don't think the corners are really healthy right now. We know Diggs has battled injuries all year. Land has battled his share of injuries. And, of course, Kyrie Elam, who was the training camp star, has certainly struggled a little bit too. So having one corner struggle is bad enough, but having all three kind of still try and find their footing is really tough. And I think Lewis would have been a great asset for them to kind of stabilize things. But that's just not where we're at right now. And I don't think there's anybody coming. Josh Butler would be great to have, but he might not be ready for the entire year, if not the end of the year. And, of course, Savone Revel, the rookie third-round pick, I think you're going to be asking a lot for a rookie to come in and be the saving grace for the secondary. So I think you have what you have right now, and it doesn't look great. Get better maybe with health, but the season's already started, and the bye week doesn't come for another 3 weeks. So I would certainly say it's a concern, and Lewis would certainly be an addition right now.
Brandon, what you working on?
Working on some potential trade targets for the Cowboys. I know, like we mentioned, that the trade deadline is looming. Trade target articles are always great for the SEO. So be sure to take a look at that when it comes out on Blogging the Boys. And I'm going to be talking about the Cowboys and their lack of development when it comes to the pass rush position. I put this out on Twitter just before we went on. Since 2019, the Cowboys have drafted 16 defensive linemen, and I'm kind of also adding DeMarvian Overshown into the mix. Without Micah Parsons in that group, all 15 of those picks have recorded 43.5 sacks since 2019. Micah Parsons himself had 52.5. So I think that you're really struggling to find production from the Cowboys drafted defensive linemen, and that's sort of hurting them right now. They've had to look to free agency to kind of supplement that, but they really need guys like Marshawn Neely and Donovan Ezeraki to turn the corner here. And you hope that's the case with a guy like Aaron Whitecotton teaching them. But I'll be talking about that a little later in the week, so be sure to take a look at that too.
I love it, and I think that's a fantastic topic because we keep getting told ad nauseum what a great drafting team this is. Brandon, great stuff from you as always, my friend. We'll do this again real soon. We won't wait so long.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Always appreciate it.
There you have it. The one, the only, Mr. Brandon Lurie from Blogging the Boys. All right, we've got a packed hour number two. Before you tell everybody exactly what we're doing next, George Pickens is going to be one of our haiku topics, but we need a second one. Mm-hmm. All right. So 877-881-1053, preferably non-sports related. Preferably non-sports related. All right. So 877-881-1053. That's the Franklin Injury text line. George Pickens and what?
How is Shoddy going to fix his team? Tyler Booker talks after getting back from his injury, as well as positive injury news to give you on the Dallas Cowboys at the top of the hour coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.